Triple M Breakfast's Roo, Dits and Loz are here to help.
We're out to find someone special for our dad.
Triple M's Date My Dad.
We reckon he's a good looker.
Triple M's Date My Dad.
He's a good looker.
He's a good looker.
Oh, beautiful kids. Good morning, Guy.
Morning.
Now, tonight is the night. Date number one.
Yes.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, look, I mean, of course a little bit, but I'm actually really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. Now, what's on the cards? Where are you going to go for your first date?
We're going to Holy Moly, so we're going to have a bit of fun playing golf.
Bit of hole in one there, bit of golf action. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
A few drinks. It's a good vibe, that place. It's and I think it shows personalities really well because if you're competitive, that comes out. You know, there's all sorts of different. I'm a nightmare to go there. I get very angry very quickly if I lose. So,
are you having dinner somewhere or?
I don't think so. I think this is more of just a chat and a play. But
okay,
yeah, like I said, I think we'll see how good we are at mini golf and have a few laughs from there.
All right, now
if it only goes 9 holes, Dits, you know, it's no good if you play 18.
Okay,
pretty keen.
All right, now on the line, the lady who was a part of this first date, Sapphire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now,
Sapphire.
Whereabouts are you this morning, Sapphire?
I live in Paralowie, and I'm at work this morning.
And where do you work?
The Lalmac.
Oh, nice. So what do you do there?
Pediatric nurse.
Oh, beautiful.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Are you looking forward to the date tonight, or how long since you've been on the dating scene?
It's over a year now, I think.
Right, okay. Now, was this your idea, or did someone dob you in for it?
Oh, actually, my sister did send me the link.
Mm-hmm.
Her partner sent it to her, and then she sent it to me, and then I was like, oh, okay, did it. And then so it's been a bit funny that she thinks it worked to some extent.
All right. Now, what sort of man are you looking for?
Someone that is lighthearted, has a good sense of humour. Mm. Just a family man as well, though, because I've got kids of my own. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about your kids.
They are 2 and 4.
Yep.
A boy and a girl.
Okay.
Aww.
Nice.
Yeah.
Guy, have you got any questions here, by the way?
No, I think Sapphire sounds really nice on the phone.
Yep.
Yeah,
so far. She sounds great.
How's your golf game, Sapphire?
Pretty bad, I think. I am quite competitive. So.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I've never been there, so I'm not actually sure what to expect. But
I'm a bit competitive too, Sapphire.
Hey, look out!
Sparks are flying already.
Now, do you kiss on first date?
Oh, Dits. This is not yours.
We need to get to the nitty gritty.
I don't know.
We'll see how
it's been too long to tell.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, good luck tonight. I hope it all goes well. And we look forward to catching up after the
date. Yeah, we might talk to you tomorrow and see how it went.
Yeah, good luck, Sapphire.
Very exciting. Good luck, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sapphire. Right, Guy, initial impressions?
She actually sounds lovely
on
the phone.
Yeah.
I think very down to earth. And I think the thing about nurses is that all the nurses I've ever known in my life have always been
naughty.
But yeah, there's been a bit of that for sure, which is important.
Yeah.
And but just down to earth.
Yeah.
And they're caring people, aren't they?
Yep.
They're caring.
And they see the best and the worst of society, I think, every day, and it makes them grounded, I think.
That's it. It definitely
Dits
does.
Dits asking her. May as well ask her how she likes her eggs.
No,
bloody
we
hell.
Need to know.
I like that she's competitive too.
Yeah. I think you'll have some fun. All right, we'll catch up again tomorrow, Guy.
Terrific.
Do you want to date my dad?
So, date number one, how are you feeling?
Good, actually. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Are you nervous about anything?
Not overly. It's sort of a few questions I'd like to ask her.
So, how are you feeling about tonight's date?
Just a little bit nervous now, I think, now that I'm here.
What intrigued you about Guy? Why did you want to register?
I don't know if this is weird, but definitely that he was a dad.
She's crazy about her daddy.
I do want to question a little bit on, like, the age gap. It can be a factor for some people and not for another, but...
Is this your first date with someone that you don't know?
Never a blind date, just people that you've chatted to online and gone out on a date with, so kind of got to know them a little bit better, a bit of, like, Facebook stalking. Step you take,
I'll be watching. How are your mini golf skills?
What are those, the stick things called? A golf stick? A golf club, yeah. Could you be
All right, how are you feeling? Middle of the date?
Yeah, good actually. I think we're starting to feel nice and relaxed and get to know each other and Got a few things in common. I think how easy she is to get along with, that's probably surprised me a bit, and also her outlook on life and the way she does it is actually quite similar to mine.
Who's winning at mini golf?
She's winning.
What are those the stick things called? A golf stick? What would you rate the day out of 10 so far?
Probably for just easiness, probably an 8 or a 9, I reckon. It's really nice.
All right, so middle of the date, how are you feeling so far?
Yeah, good. I think we have a lot of stuff in common, so yeah, it's like easy conversation. He seems very calm. It's like a really like placid nature, so I think that was took me a bit by surprise, yeah.
Did you end up asking him about the age gap?
Yes, I did.
And what did he say?
He said his kids were like, oh, Dad, she's pretty young, but I'm not.
What would you rate the date out of 10 so far?
5, 6.
Probably in
He seems like outgoing, but I think maybe like my personality is a bit maybe too potentially extroverted, I think.
Would you consider going on a second date with Guy?
Do you want to date my dad?
Guy's back with us in the studio after his first date last night. How are you, Guy?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You're in one piece. You look pretty happy.
Is that a love bot on your neck?
Oh, all right. Yeah. Holy Moly with Sapphire.
Yep.
How'd it go?
Overall, it was actually just quite a nice date.
Yeah.
She was very easy to talk to and easy to get along with. And, you know, there was a little bit of banter, little bit of spark, I suppose. But it was just overall, it was just one of the probably the easiest dates I've been on.
Just sort of hitting it through the covers for two, and just to get off the mark in cricket, sort of one of those sort of dates for your first of five.
If it was to go any further, that was a good start.
You could have said, did you bowl a maiden over? If you're going to use cricket, you know.
Yeah, well, you don't want a maiden.
No, get a holes in one.
Now, we are told that after the Triple M staff went home, Ruin Loz, these two stayed on. Now, what does that tell us, Guy?
We did.
You were given the option to go home. You went, no.
It means he was too polite to leave early.
So what happened?
Look, we did have a good time, and I didn't want to just take off. And you know, I mean, we probably might catch up again. We've got a lot of similar interests.
Yeah.
Okay. So like what?
She loves animals, and I found out that she was actually a veterinary nurse before she became the other type of nurse.
Mm-hmm. Great.
You know, so we're very animal type sort of people. So I thought maybe we could go and, you know, take the dogs to the beach and just have another, catch up and a bit of fun that way. Nice. And, you know, her outlook on life is not dissimilar to mine either. We did exchange numbers. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Good start.
Did you kiss goodnight?
Oh.
Dits, I'm so
very
uncomfortable
personal
with that.
Question,
Dits. We had a peck on the cheek and a bit of a hug.
Nice. Oh,
and it was very natural.
All right. Yeah, good. Beautiful. Yeah. All right. Triple M's Date My Dad. Okay, Guy went on his first date last night with Sapphire.
Yeah.
We've got her on the line. Good morning, Sapphire.
Morning.
Well, are you still smiling or?
Yeah, I'm smiling. It was good. Yeah, good experience.
What was it like the moment you walked in and saw him? How were you feeling?
I did get a bit more nervous, like closer it got, just because it was like, then I kind of realised, oh, this is like actually a blind date. He made me feel really comfortable and like we had lots of good conversations, so it wasn't,
That's awesome. So what was the vibe like between you? Was it, did you feel like you had a bit of chemistry or was it just sort of a pleasant evening?
I don't know. I think like we had a little bit of chemistry, but it was just, a really pleasant evening, lots to chat about and stuff like that. So a bit hard to gauge.
From one night.
From one night and without any previous conversation, I think. Yeah.
No, did anything scare you off or do you think, he could be my guy?
Nothing scared me off. Like I was, weary about like the age difference for a bit there. But I think we're both in the same, like, life stage, really, with, like, little kids. So
you're 28, aren't you, Sapphire? Is that right? And he's mid-40s?
If you've both got kids similar age, that can kind of equalise that a little bit.
I think it did, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you would see him again?
Possibly. I think I'm open to like getting to know him a bit more. Possibly,
okay. Yeah, a bit more chatting. Yeah. Are you old school? Is it his call or your call? Like, is it you gonna wait for an invite or?
I'm neutral, whatever works.
Well, he's got 5 dates to go on, so he might be busy this week, but, you know.
Yeah, he might be a bit exhausted by the end of it all. Right.
I asked him, we've already spoken to Guy, I asked him if he kissed you goodnight. Now, what's your response to that?
We didn't.
That's what he said as well. Yeah. So
he said a little kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. Normal, you know.
Were you disappointed? Mwah.
No, not disappointed.
Appropriate.
All right.
Dits is disappointed.
Sapphire, thanks so much for being a part of it, and thanks for talking to us again this morning.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.